Hebrews chapter 10. My focus is in verse
36.
But let's read from verse
35.
Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which had great recompense of reward. Apostle Paul is saying, there's a confidence in you, but you have a personal action, personal thing to do to help that thing. There is a confidence in you. John said this is the confidence we have, that when we pray, he answers us. So Paul is saying here,
Paul, one be
no. Don't cast away that confidence. That confidence you have in God, do not cast it away. Because it has a great recompense of reward. In verse
36,
for ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise.
Nitori eyin ko le se alain ni suru. Nitori igba ti eyin ba ti se ife Olorun ton ki eyin ki o le gba ileri nu.
At the beginning, he said, do not cast away your confidence.
Here now,
apostle is saying,
apostle,
if that confidence will not be an issue, there's a virtue you need. There is a nature you need in you. There is a grace that services confidence. And it is called patience. That's why he said, for ye have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, the will of God by believing him, the will of God by praying, after you might have done the will of God, apostle said there's something you need. You need patience. And it is the patience that will guarantee you the promises that the Lord has made. And that's why I'm speaking with you briefly on the topic, the prayer, the patience, and the promises. The prayer, patience, and promises. These three are interwoven for the promises of God to be actualized in the life of a believer. You need prayer. You need to call on God. He said, call upon me and I will answer you. It's your duty to pray, to connect to the promises of God. But there's a nature that are guaranteed the fulfillment.
And
that's what is called promise. And that's why it's called patience. So apostle say you need it.
You need it.
You need patience in prayer for promises to be perfected. Look at it in chapter 6 of Hebrews again. Hebrews chapter 6. I read in verse 12. Hebrews 6:12. That ye be not slothful, but follower of them who through faith. And what again?
Oh, you are not there.
Okay, let me allow you to get there. Hebrews 6:12. That ye be not slothful, but follower of them from Abraham to John the beloved. Follower of them, the apostles and the prophets. That ye be not slothful. Don't be last. Don't be lazy and patient. That ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith. There was faith in Abraham. There was faith in Abel. There was faith in Isaac.
for the actualization of promises. Faith without patience. Faith is needed to activate what he promised. But patience is needed for the fulfillment. You can't jump from the class of faith to tap the promises. There is need for patience. In between faith manifestation and promises fulfillment, there's a room called patience.
And
that's where a lot of people rush out. There is promise, there's no doubt about that. He has promised, no doubt about that. Personal promises, scriptural promises, prophetic promises, there's no doubt about promise of God. There's no doubt that he answers prayer. There's no doubt that faith is needed. But beyond this, your nature is that will bring perfection is called patience. To everything God promised a man, there is a date for actualization. And that date is hidden to every man. He told Abraham, I will give you a son. The date was not given. Sarai, thy son, thy wife, shall have a child for you. The date was not given. In between the promise and the prayer of Abraham, there is need for a nature. An embedded nature. Attitude that triggers faith to connect to promises. And that's called patience. And that will be the centrality of our message today. He said to me this morning, promises are yea and they are amen. Your prayer is needed, fine. But tell my children, the glory promised this year will only be connected by men and women who are patient. So if you will not have patience, there may be problem. You see, because he's a liar.
No.
That patience is what check his nature in you. I will soon drive you to the point that God himself is a God of patience. So we are looking at the prayer. Patience and promise. Come with me to the book of James. James.
You
seen in Hebrew? Let's in James. In chapter 5.
Jacob, ori kanu.
Well, let's read in chapter 1 first.
E Jacobo kani ori kini no.
And in verse 4.
Ni ese kenri.
James Jacobo, 1 4.
Ori kini ese kenri reo.
But let patience have a perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing.
Shugbe jeki suru ki o she ashepe ki anyi ki o le je pipe ati alabukun ki o ma
There's a statement I love you. The scripture says, but let patience have a perfect work.
That means
it is what is expected of you. It is the patience you allow that will perfect the promise in your life. He said, let patience have a perfect work, that ye yourself now be perfect. Which means I can't be perfect if there is no perfect in, I mean, patience in me.
Oh, too much. Pe mi le di pipe bi o ba si suru ninu.
That you may be perfect and entire.
Ki emi le je pipe ati alailabo.
Wanting nothing.
Ki ohun ki o ma ba ku ohun kan.
Can you help me tell your neighbor?
E je e ba mi so fe ni to wa legin
ke egbe. If you not lack anything this year.
Pe bo ba fe alain ni ohun kankan.
Please have patience.
Jo Musuru.
Come to me with me to chapter 5. James chapter 5. In verse 7. James 5, 7. Be patient. You see that the emphasis on patient.
He
said, be patient, therefore. Brethren. He was not talking to unbelievers. Should believers still be patient after prayer? Should believers still wait and be expecting, hopeful after he had prayed? James said yes. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. And he quickly connected us to the experience in agriculture. You see, preachers are best known by their profession. Most of the time they connect you based on the knowledge they have to help you understand the message. James said, behold, the husbandman waited for the precious fruit of the earth. The husbandman was planted. We not jump there and say yes. Look at the cassava all around us. You can't see another farmer coming from farm and they carry cassava full of bag of vehicle in the car and on the bike and it's going to the market. Today's Awolowo market. I want to go and sell my cassava. I say, what am I waiting for too? Maybe I have cassava in my distance. If your own is not mature, you go there, you uproot, you only carry stick to go to market.
There
are three seasons in agriculture. The season of cultivation. The season of planting. And the season of harvest. You can't jump one to go to the other. You cultivate land first. You do the planting follow.
And
then harvesting follow. Just as our time of cultivation divers, so is our time of harvesting
with
the
divers.
You did not plant the same time I planted. You can't harvest the same time with me. It requires patience for you to gain or get what others are also getting. I see men praying. Father, you are faithful. You are not a partial God. You did this for that, for that, for that. Why is my own different? Go to that person you are talking about.
Ask
him. Were there days of delay before the fulfillment of your promise? The sincere among them will tell you yes. Behind every glory, there is a story. You can't jump the story to assess glory.
There
is need for patience. And this is the focus we are looking at today. In the course of my preparation, a scripture was just ringing in my spirit. And I think I need to help you with it.
1
Corinthians 13.
1
Corinthians 13. Let's read together in verse 13. 1 Corinthians 13. I think I want you to open your Bible. This will help us. Don't just assume you know it. Power of all that helped me in life is that when you read scripture and you assimilate it, then, it help you to face the next challenge of life.
To jile, to fidikale, sinu, yin, yon, yin, lo, wala,
so let to open the scripture on the line where necessary.
Look up here.
Many a time, God does not speak by prophet, but by the scripture. Many a time we want to hear what the prophet or the pastor will stand to say.
God says the Lord.
But can I be sincere with you? At times the prophecy may not be oral prophecy. Prophecy come through revelation of the scriptures.
In 1
Corinthians 13 and in verse 13, now abideth faith, hope, and charity. These three, that's what I want you to underline. But the greatest of these is charity.
So
in the course of my preparation, I look at the prayer, I look at patience,
and
then I look at promises, and the Holy Spirit helped me to understand the greatest of these three is patience. Say amen. Prayer. It's good.
Oda.
How many of us pray? All of us pray. Patience. It's good.
Oda, no.
But how many of us manifest it? Few. Promises.
Ileri gbogbo.
They are settled. He cannot lie. But God is saying, in between prayer and promises, patience is the central demand. Patience is the central demand for the fulfillment of this. I don't have time to read all the scriptures here. If you read in 1 Thessalonians, in chapter 1, verse 3, you see the counsel of apostles again concerning patience. But let me take you something
weird.
In the course of study, I now discover God will demand patience from man. Who demand it? The same God demanding patience from man is actually a God of patience. In his patience, that's why you are not consumed. Say amen. If it's not a God of patience, the whole world will have been consumed. In his patience, that's why you are growing. Look at it. In the book of Romans, chapter 15, let's read in verse 5. Romans 15, and in verse 5, now the God of what? Oh, you are not there. What is happening today? Is there any strike for Bible reading?
Strike.
Has anybody described this? Has anybody declared strike? Maybe I don't know. Was there any news? Because I've not listened to Nigeria. Was there any news this morning that there should be no Bible? Nobody. Then let's read it here. In Romans 15, in verse 5, now the God of that suggests to me that even God himself is a God of patience. Say now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded, to be like him, to be like-minded one towards another according to Christ
Jesus. kan inu bi tire inu kan si ara yin gege bi Christi Jesu.
God our Father,
Olorun baba wa,
is a God of patience himself.
O je Olorun suru fun alara
re, and he required this from us.
O si n pe fun ele na lowo wa.
So to enjoy him,
lati gbadun Olorun yin,
patience is seriously demanded.
A n bere fun suru gidigidi lati
owo. That's what can make you to help or to get blessing from him.
Ohun lo le je ko ri ibuku gba lowo re.
Come to chapter 8.
E je wa si Rome ori kejo.
Romans chapter 8.
Iwe Rome ori kejo.
Romans chapter 8.
Iwe Rome ori kejo.
Let me read unto you in verse 25.
E je ki kese ke dogbon fun yin.
Romans 8.
Iwe Rome ori kejo.
And in verse 25.
Ese ke dogbon.
But if we hope for that we see not, then do we wait out with patient, then do we with patience wait for it.
Ṣugbọn bi awa ba n reti eyi ti awa ko ri, nje awa n fi suuru, awa n fi suuru duro de.
Help me ask your neighbor.
E bere lowo en to joko ti
yin. Is there any blessing you are waiting for this year?
Ṣe ibuku kankan wa bi ileri kankan wa to n duro de loro
yin? Is there any promise of God you are hoping on this year?
Ṣe ileri t'Olorun ti ṣe fun o lodun yin to n duro de wa bi?
Then wait.
Bo ba je be, duro.
Tell the person wait. Relax, relax.
Fokanbalẹ.
He is a faithful God. He will fulfill.
Oji Olorun olooto.
There was a message I listened to, I think about 5-6 years ago, if I.
Iwasu kan wa ti mo teti gbo bi odun marun si mefa bayi.
Preached by the then vice president.
Ti agbe oni alapamule
be
igbakeji are so.
So the then Professor Yemi Osinbajo. He said,
Professor Yemi Osinbajo,
even as a professor, as a lecturer in universities,
ati olukọ ni awọn ileiwe giga,
that all he became professor even before 30.
Ona awọn di ojogbo ka awọn to pe ogbon.
That by all his years,
pe gbogbo odun aye won,
the car he will use must be used and dumb. The car that somebody have used.
Oko ta won lo o je oko alogbe fun ni ni.
Said, but that was not moving him.
Oni oro yin o de wa da won lokan ru.
Because as long as that car will take me to where I'm going.
E mo ba ko e ba ti le rin to n gbe mi debi ti mo n lo kokan.
After much years.
Oni lokan leyin opolopo odun.
Situation change.
Igba won yi pada.
And then he started buying tokunbo.
Oni la won ba bere si ni ra aloko yinbo.
After that, even before he became vice president,
kan to wa di igbakeji are gan,
he said after that again,
oni leyin eyi,
and then he started getting tear nylon.
Awon bere ti ni ra oko tuntun yaranti.
He said in fact there was a day he got 5.
Oni lojo ojo kan wa oko marun lawon ri.
Then this was what he said that I love.
Onkan wa wa ton so ti mo fe.
Se farabale.
Oni be patient. Relax, be patient.
I think he was addressing the young people.
On ba awon odo soro.
Why are you rushing to?
Oni ba o ki lo ngbe yin lere.
Farabale.
Just relax.
You see young people.
Eyin odo ma ro won odo.
GS3 student.
Awon omo iyara girawa keta.
GS3. Not even SS2.
Ki se ti keta ipele akoko eko mo ti girawa ni o.
Buying car.
Won ra ko ayokele.
Where did he work? Who paid him?
Ise wo lo se bi o ba se gbe wiri.
And you see the parent also celebrating.
Esi mari awon obi won tinu won ma dupe mo mi
se. A child who has never worked.
Omo ti o ti fowo re sise ri.
Build house.
O ko lejo njonjo.
And the mother is laughing.
Inu ya re na si nnu.
And father is celebrating.
Baba na ngo hoy.
And if you ask them, what are you doing?
Won wan bere lowo pe baba bi won pe ki lo nse.
I work on system.
Pe ori ero alatagba ni ise mi gbe
wa. What is on that system?
Ki lo nbe lori ero alatagba.
That is working for you.
Don sise fun o ton powo wale.
E farabale.
Just relax.
Be patient. It's another year.
Odun mi tu ware o.
Beloved graduate.
Eyin akeko gboye.
You might have graduated 3-4-5 years ago.
E le ti kawe ke ti jade nile we giga bo odun ta
ten. A young boy who just graduated last year.
To wa je pe odo mokunrin to se kawe gboye.
Got a job in Chevron.
O wa ri aye sisise si ile ile ise Chevron.
And the devil brought that news to you.
O wa gbero yen to wa.
And the devil started telling you why you are useless. Why you are useless? Why you cannot amount to anything? Why you have ill luck? The question is, are there promises of God for you? If yes, then you are in need of one thing.
O nilo ohun kan.
Patience.
Suru lampe.
Patience.
Suru nikoni.
Here is what God declared to me this morning.
It may
not be for all.
Only ma je fun gbogbo.
But there's someone in the house that I'm convinced about. That this is your year. I said this is your year. The prayer you have prayed in the past. And the prayer you'll be praying again. Shall surely come to fulfillment. But God said there is need for patience. There is need for patience. Listen to something to share with you. Because I really want us to pray. A journey with speed. Without break.
Line ni kuoko ni enu janu.
Produces disaster.
O ma mu ki oko fori sopon yo.
When he said to me today, he said, listen, son.
Ongba ton ba mi so ro loni, o ni
oko gba. Every journey with speed.
Pe gbogbo irin ajo ta fere
without break.
Line ni kuoko ni enu janu.
In disaster.
O ma mu ri oko ofo sopon ni.
You, if you're a good driver, you see road like this. Straight.
The
devil is a bastard. Who will stop me from not driving
168?
And then you accelerate. And you are seeing bouncing your car. Say, move. What is your problem? Move. You are the owner of the road.
No,
I tell you, there is a disaster in the front.
Like where?
Every good driver has a single awareness. You may be the best on the steering. But there is another road user who may be a learner. You are driving your car.
You won't walk out here, no.
This is the lane.
Or not here.
To Lagos.
See Echo.
And this is the one.
On the
and you are driving.
Or won't walk out.
Even if it's on 30, not even say you are driving on 120, 150.
More about walk out.
On 30.
No, it's on 30.
And then you see a truck. Coming on high speed. Are you serious? On my road? Let's see who will win. You don't know that you are supposed not to pass yet. What will a serious driver do? Turn to one side. Mark the brake and park. Every journey with speed without break end in disaster. That's patience for you. Life is a journey. It is not the speed, the velocity of the journey that you ply that matters, but the wisdom to wait where necessary.
Many accidents
we see today does not subject to attack.
Or demonic oppression.
Is lack of patience. The same thing is applicable in the spirit. A believer that believes I want to speed. I was telling a pastor yesterday
afternoon.
I said there's a prayer I had for me, man of God.
Money, adua kon wa ti mo gbo lateni
ranse Olorun. It took me time to understand it.
Oh ma gba ni lakoko ke eyan to loye
re. But when I listen carefully.
Sugbon nigba ti mo teti gbo.
And I meditated on that prayer.
Ti mo de sajaro ninu re.
I said there's a point here.
Money oro ni baba yi so.
He's an elderly man of God.
O je ranse Olorun.
My man said one day in the course of prayer.
Money ninu lojo kan ninu adua won.
He said ah.
Money ah.
Baba.
Oluwa.
Eh ni ba won no ja warawara.
You will not be too hasty.
God bless you. Amen.
You will not be too hasty.
Do you know the meaning of that? When you think you can rush.
And you run. There, one, sir.
The end result.
You
can't rush and achieve anything. Even in ministry. Don't join people to rush. In your professional life, don't join them to rush. You go to apply for a job somewhere, and they are giving you what you are to do.
If I
want to work here, not be salary with the chop here. You have to be wise. There are things you do at time.
To get this.
The same people canceling you. Will be the one to implicate you and they will back out. They will back out.
So
the issue of patience is a nature that determines fulfillment. Number two, he said to me, he said, prayer is needed to possess promises. But patience is needed for its fulfillment. Can I come again? Prayer is needed to possess the promises of God. But patience is required for its fulfillment. The promise of God is there for you, sir. In case you don't know, me, I know. I don't need any revelation. I know. I'm convinced that you are due for glory this year. I don't need to doubt it. I know you are due for glory this year. I know this is your year of multiple glory. I don't have to doubt that. But the same me telling you that is saying there may be patience. There may be need for patience. The year started again. You know this year, some people have been blessed. Today is what?
19.
A lot of people have received uncountable blessings. That yours has not come in the past 19 days.
Doesn't mean
he will not do it.
Permit
me to say this, and I may be talking to somebody. I learned another lesson many years ago. Somebody said, you are waiting for fruit of the womb, and it has not happened.
Sir,
somebody gave birth to a child. Somebody has given birth to his. The other one has given birth to her own. Say, listen, by the time you have your own, what are they going to call it? Child. The one that God is first.
We give thanks to God.
And then you have your own.
You won't worry it,
maybe after 10 years. Are they going to say, oh, be late, yo? Kilobi?
We then say, you get back late.
It's not what when that matters. Somebody said, and I also gain something there. They said, an elephant and dog, they became friends. And the same time, dog noticed the elephant was pregnant. An elephant too noticed, my friend dog, you are pregnant too. It's like we just got pregnant at the same time. He said yes. After some months, few months, the dog deliver his puppy. After some months, dog became pregnant. And was looking at Eliban. I hope there is no cause from your father's house. You have not delivered.
He's not pregnant.
And again, dog deliver many puppies. After some time, dog became pregnant and delivered again. And he said, there is something wrong with you. But one day, let those who study science tell me how many months How many more do you think will be?
Oh,
for lion to deliver. Some people are not even sure.
I won't call Odun your tear down loju.
But dog.
Dog
had gone to production office company and produced 3 to 4 times.
The lion
then elephant then deliver. And then that day, the baby of elephant stood up. And the dog now went to say, come, I want to ask. Why did it take you a long time?
We took
in together.
As you
said, all you have been delivering, I call puppy. But the one I deliver now is called elephant. Amen.
Amen.
Whatever a person gets earlier than you does not count. Oh, yours is also a miracle.
Oh, come
Why do you want to develop mental problems? Because what God has promised has not come to pass. Women, can I talk to you this day? Don't remind your husband that life is tough. He knows. Telling him is like you are giving him a
dick.
Women, can you help me
talk to the woman
by your side? Are we fighting? Talk to any woman by your side. My son, preach to mommy. Call her, preach to mommy there now. I'm saying you should talk to, not your mommy. Preach to that, my mother is pointing you to your mommy. Talk to a mother beside you. And say, mommy.
And you go, ni mama.
Mommy. Farabale, Lord.
Just be patient this year.
Don't tell daddy life is tough. He knows. Telling him that is like giving him pain again. Abashade.
Shade is daddy.
Adua, you know,
it's okay. This is your prayer. Are you not going back to the mountain? The Lord will answer your prayer this year. I'm not discouraging you, but I'm getting fed up. Don't be fed up.
He that has promised will come. And it is now. But you are in need of patience. That after he has promised,
you'll
be able to bring it to pass. Don't run after what is not ready for you.
Else,
you will eat it sour. You will eat it bitter. Every appearing mango on a tree is called mango. But if it is not ripe, it's a poison. If
you
Number three. And this, I will give you scriptures. Every scripture I have here, we can't finish it in the next 1 hour. When I got to this time, I got connected to scriptures. This is what I want to stop, but I have scriptures for you. Many scriptures that I cannot finish. He said to me, the way into God's will is by waiting. The way into God's will is by waiting. Way. Will. Waiting.
We.
He has a road. He has a covenant. His will for you are here and amen.
If I refuse,
but it requires patience. Waiting. It requires waiting. Job in 14:14.
Mama.
Job in 14:14. He said something. He said, concerning the promise of God.
O soro kan nipa ileri Olorun.
If a man die,
bebe eyan kan ba ku,
shall he what live again?
Se yo tu wa laye bi?
No will be your answer.
Rara.
But Job knew he was still alive.
Ṣugbọn Job mọ pe òun ṣi nbẹ laye.
If a man die,
bebe eyan ba ku,
shall he live again?
Se yo tu gbe yo tu wa laye bi?
No will be the answer.
Rara lo ya
But Job said,
ṣugbọn Job wi pe,
all my day of appointed time,
o ni gbogbo akoko ti a yan.
Will I wait?
Ni won fi duro.
Will I wait?
Ni won fi duro.
Until my change comes.
Titi ti igbipada mi yo
si. I see your change coming.
Mo ri igbipada re ko de loruko
je. I see your change coming this year.
Mo ri pe igbipada re de bo wa bo lodun
yi. You have to wait.
Ṣugbọn ara eni lo ati duro.
That's the secret. You have to wait.
Onilu ati duro.
Job believed he knows that was the secret.
Job mo pe
asiri
niyan o mo.
And he acted on it.
O si sise
ko. Even when the wife was giving him wrong counsel.
Nigba ti aya re gon gba ni
moro. Even when his friends were giving him wrong counsel.
Nigba ta more re ngba ni moro buruku.
He knew.
O mo daju.
The key that activates promise.
Pe kokoro ti ma mu le ri ise laye.
Is patience. I'm praying for someone this morning. May you receive grace. May you receive grace to be patient with him. You can write these scriptures down quickly because of my time. In Psalm 25 verse 25. Sorry, Psalm 25 verse
5.
And verse 21. Psalm 25 verse 5
and verse 21.
Psalm 27 and in verse 14. Psalm 27 verse 14. Psalm 37 verse 7. Psalm 37 verse 7.
Iwe oni Dafid ori ketadinlogoji ese
keje. Verse
9 ese kezan.
And verse 34.
Ati ese kerin le ni ogbon.
But I love this. God has used this scripture to bless me. So I want us to read this. In Psalm 40. Psalm number 40. In verse 1. Psalm 40. In verse
1.
I waited. How? So this suggests to me that even waiting, waiting
has
capacity.
Only ipa jura won lo.
Yes. Not just waiting.
Ki kon kon je ka ko duro sha.
He said, I waited patiently.
Only ni di duro emi fi suru duro.
How do I wait patiently?
Bawo ni mo se ma fi suru duro?
I wait by not being discouraged.
Mo duro lai gbojege.
I wait by not looking for alternatives.
Mo duro lai wonu ona.
I wait by not compromising.
Mo duro lai gbojege.
I wait by not abusing or accusing God.
Mo duro lai benu atelu Olorun lai
jelo lebi. I waited patiently for the Lord.
Oni ni di duro, emi duro pelu suru di Olorun.
And he inclined unto me.
O si teti si mi.
And heard my cry. How long do you think he had been crying?
Nigba wo lo ti wo ko tin sunkun?
No, scripture didn't tell us.
Bibeli o so fun wa.
But he said in my waiting.
O ni sugba ni di duro mi.
I cried.
Mo ke.
But in my crying.
Ninu kike mi pelu.
I was patient.
Mo mu suru.
I wept patiently.
Mo mu suru.
Can I encourage you once again?
Se mo le gba o niyan ju le.
Don't just wait.
E ma kan duro.
Be patient. Young lady,
ẹyin ọdọ obinrin,
be patient.
Ẹ mu suru.
Everything has time.
Gbogbo ohun gbogbo lo ni akoko.
I was jokingly telling children.
Mo n
some daughters.
Mo n ṣawada. Mo ba wọn ọmọ mi obinrin ṣawada.
Yes, I was just jokingly saying.
Mo n ba wọn ṣawada. Mo wa wipe.
As a woman.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí obinrin.
There are gowns you cannot but wear.
Àwọn kábà gẹ̀rẹ̀jẹ̀ kan wà tó lè ṣàìwọ̀.
Starting from what?
Látorí kíni o.
The graduation gown.
Kábà. Kíkẹ́ ìwé gboyè.
And then you move to what?
Lo bá tún dé orí
kábà ìwọ. The maternity. Wedding gown. God bless you,
John. Kábà ìgbéyàwó.
You move to the wedding gown.
O borí kábà ìgbéyàwó.
And then you go to.
Lo bá tún wọ kábà ìgbóyún rìn o.
But the moment this thing begin to come out of your chest.
Nígbà tí àwọn ọ̀rọ̀ yìí tó bá máa fi yọ ọ́ lọ́gàn.
Something begin to come out of your chest.
Àti nǹkan tí. Àwọn ọ̀sán méjì bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní yọ láyà rẹ̀.
And then you begin to say, oh.
Lẹ́wọ́n á ní mo dé o.
I'm okay.
Mo ti tó tán báyìí.
I'm too much, babe.
Abẹ́ ẹ̀rọ ọmọbìnrin bí.
You will wear the wrong gown at the wrong time. Instead of you to wear the graduation gown first. And then you begin to wear maternity gown.
Lojiji, lo gbe ka ba gbigboyun ri won.
Baba gbogbo so pe omo tin ba ran lo lewe.
Nadi gbogbo said any child I sent to school.
To gboyun de.
And you come back pregnant.
O lo ti lo school of homology.
You have graduated.
Homology.
O ti gba graduated.
O ti gba certificate.
Child bearing school.
Young girls.
Ẹjọ́ ọdọ ọmọbìnrin.
Everything has time.
Eduro gbogbo nkan lo lakoko.
And she says she lost, he lost me.
Oh, kan ri fe simulate ni.
Iro lo npa fun e.
He's lying.
I'm telling you now.
He's deceiving.
I don't need to see. Don't say maybe prophet is seeing revelation. It's not revelation.
Nilo ati ma rin ran.
I am talking as a man.
Mo soro gege bi okunrin.
Iro lo npa fun e.
He's deceiving you.
This last program.
Ipade ta se pari.
A lady was approaching me.
Ọdọ ọmọbìnrin kan to mi wa.
And I saw.
Mo wa ri.
Clearly.
Ni kedere.
She carried a baby.
O gbe omo dani.
And threw it away. Boom.
O ba so omo to gbe dani yen nu.
Then the thing just clear off.
Iran yen ba ka lo.
I said come.
Mo ba ni omo wa.
Be careful.
Sure agidi o.
You aborted.
O ti seyun.
By the grace of God, those who know me, I said when God said keep quiet.
Ni pori ofe Olorun awon to mo mi mo. Afi Olorun ba ni da keke ma so nkan yen.
And thank God for her. She was very sincere.
Asi dupe lowo Olorun. O je oloto eyan.
She kept quiet.
Obada kesu.
She said yes.
So many be no loro ri.
She said I did not want to do it.
Only me dey fe se o.
Said but the guy was irresponsible. What a shame. Why do you open your life for irresponsible?
Only omo okunrin to fun mu loyun.
Who should be blamed?
Koni
je ko mo. Irresponsibility in a man.
Tawa ni ka ba wi o si di la fa ni ti omo nkan.
And then you said something is wrong.
Nkan se o.
They asked you to go to school.
Won ni o lo lewe ni.
You didn't go.
O re lewe.
You go to somewhere corner.
O ba lo.
Parents,
ibi to pa mo kan lo
eyo. Let us face reality.
Eyin iye je ma so ko to
lo. I am not just a Yoruba man.
Emi o kan so mo Yoruba lasan.
I am a proper legitimate the original Yoruba boy.
Omo Yoruba abi ni bi Yoruba ponbele ni.
Listen carefully.
E te ti pele ibele.
Yoruba adage.
Owe Yoruba
is connected with scriptures.
O so po mo bibeli.
Oju kan lo nbimo.
Just a person give birth.
There's a problem
thousands
in the church.
Thousands of people train the child.
And maybe God is diverting that I talk to women, mothers. Some of you hear the truth. You don't want your children to be scolded. Nobody should talk to them.
Except you.
It doesn't work. There are things that you don't see as a mother.
Àwọn nǹkan wà tí wọ gẹ́gẹ́ bí ìyá ọmọ náà rí.
But people see.
Tó jẹ́ àwọn tó yí ọká ló máa rí.
Yes, they may see based on experience.
Wọ́n lè rí nǹkan yẹn lórí ìlérí
ayé. To the glory of God.
Sí ògo Ọlọ́run.
I don't need to pray.
Mi nílò àti ṣẹ̀ṣẹ̀ mọ́
pé. When I see a girl, a lady that has started flirting, I tell you.
Tí n bá rí ọmọbìnrin tó ti ń ṣẹ̀ṣẹ̀ kú ṣe ọmọ ọ̀dọ́bìnrin tó ti ń
ṣẹ̀ṣẹ̀ kú ṣe ọmọ ọmọ ọmọ.
Mo ní àwọn àmì tí mo fi ń dáhùn.
Not by revelation.
Kì í ṣe nípa ìran ni mo ń sọ fún
yín. But by inborn grace.
Ṣùgbọ́n nípa orí ọ̀fẹ́ àbùdá mi.
Something is wrong.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ ọmọ yìí
ẹsẹ̀ rẹ̀ ní ìyá ìyá ìyá.
Bọ́bọ́ wa
wá sọ
fún ọ gẹ́gẹ́ bí ìyá ọmọ yẹn tán ní wípé.
Say what is it?
Báyìí ìṣọ̀mọ ní kíkíkí lọ́kàn wọn o.
There's a problem. Some of you even this young
girl. Ẹ̀yin ọ̀dọ́ ọmọbìnrin gbogbo yìí.
You know Babori Oke said it one time like that.
Ẹ mọ̀ pé Babori Oke sọ ń gbà kan bí.
That every child has a size of beating.
Pé gbogbo ọmọ ló lẹ́yìn ìwọ̀n ẹgbà.
Permit me to say this.
Ẹgbà mi
lọ́yà. And I don't know why I'm digressing now.
Mi ìmọ̀dí tí mo fi ń yà bàbá ní tí mo
sọ. I have come to realize.
Mo ti wá lóye rẹ̀.
Especially from this small family.
Ní gbòógì nínú ẹbí kékeré wa yìí.
The hard one among you are the weak in handling your children.
Ẹ̀yin
but you are hard on other people's children.
Ẹ̀yin tẹ́ ẹ lé
jù. I'm telling you fact as a father today.
Tẹ́ ẹ lè mọ́mọ ọlọ́mọ.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ ni.
Ẹ lè mọ́mọ yín bẹ́ẹ̀. Ẹ̀yin gan ni ẹ mọ bá ti sọmọ
dáadáa. See somebody else child. You smack them anyhow.
Lo,
you talk to them anyhow.
Ọmọ ọlọ́mọ ẹ máa sọ̀rọ̀ sí wọn.
You scold them anyhow.
Ẹ máa nà wọ́n ẹ máa bá
wọn. But when it come to yours.
Ṣùgbọ́n tó bá dọ̀rọ̀ ọmọ tí yín.
You don't have their time.
Ẹ máa kọ̀rọ̀ ojú ni.
These children play around anyhow.
Àwọn ọmọ yìí kan máa ń ṣeré káàkiri bó ṣe wù wọ́n.
How can a child be under? It's not possible.
Báwo ni ọmọ wọn ṣe máa wà lábẹ́ mi tí ó máa ṣe kò ṣeé ṣe.
I am not the beating type.
Èmi ò kí ń nà mọ́ ọ́n náà kúnà.
But they have teacher at home.
Ṣùgbọ́n alólùkọ́ ńlẹ̀.
But I'm a disciplinarian.
Gbọ́n èmi jẹ́ ẹni tí ò gbàjẹ́ kò gbà kò gbà
náà. I said the time with that number.
Mo ti sọ lọ́pọ̀ gbà ń bí.
My father only beat me once.
Bàbá mi nà mí lẹ́ẹ̀kan rí láyé.
All my journey under him.
ni gbogbo ìrìn àjò mi lábẹ́ wọn.
And my father was a soldier.
Bàbá mi sì jẹ́.
By nature.
Jagun jagun nínú ìwà wọn bí ológun ni
ọ̀rọ̀ wọn. Somebody who face a uniformed man.
Ẹni tó dojú kọ àwọn agbófinró.
Jagun jagun inú aṣọ rẹ.
Ọní jagun jagun.
And he burst him.
Tó sì kẹ́sẹ̀ bò.
And they beat him to supper.
Ó sì fẹ́ nà dákú.
But he does not beat.
Ṣùgbọ́n àwọn òkín náà yan.
The only time my father beat me.
Ìgbà kan ṣe tí bàbá mi náà mi rí.
You want to hear what I did?
Ẹ fẹ́ gbọ́n tí mo ṣe fún wọn.
Some of you will say I fart.
Ẹ̀yìn kan lè sọ pé mo yà só.
And we're sleeping together.
Àjọ ń sùn papọ̀ ni.
You just tap my buttock.
Wọ́n kọ gbà mí dì ni.
You don't do that.
Ẹ má ṣe bẹ́ẹ̀ mọ́.
That was that.
Ìgbà kan ṣe tán
fi nà mí láyé. But I fear him more than my mother that beat.
Gbogbo mo bẹ̀rù wọn ìyá mi tó máa ń nà mọ́ lọ.
Even when I was a Fuji musician.
Nígbà tí mo sì ń jẹ́ olórin Fuji.
One day say Baba Adura is coming.
Tó bá sọ pé bàbá mi ló ń bọ̀ yẹn.
From the window.
Látojú fèrèsé.
Sakara.
Máa bẹ́ bọ́ta ni.
Even if it will go to break, we'll throw it.
Ó bá
jẹ́ because he dare not see it.
Kọlù kó fọ́ ni.
He was not born again.
Torí kò gbọdọ̀ bá ń bẹ̀. Wọn ò dé ní àtúbí
ṣùgbọ́n. But he disciplined her.
Mo lẹ́kọ̀ọ́.
Let us wake up this year, parents.
Ẹ jẹ́ jí ẹ̀yin òbí gidi lọ́dún yìí.
So I'm repeating.
Mo tún sọ.
If you want to know, come and meet another service.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ bá fẹ́ mọ ẹ̀wọ́ bá mi bábá
kúrò. Ṣé mo wà nù wọn?
Am I part of them?
Má sọ fún ẹ pé bẹ́ẹ̀ ni.
I will tell you yes.
If you have boldness, come and meet me.
Bó o bá ní ìgboyà, wá bẹ mí.
I know I'm èmi mọ̀ pé mo le.
I know I'm hard.
Ṣé mo wà náà tẹ́ni mi ò le mọ́mọ́.
Am I part of those that are not hard on my children?
Ọmọ ọlọmọ lè
le. I will tell you bluntly that you are hard on other children, but your children are
poor. You're only soldier outside, you are not soldier inside.
Ológun ni yín níta ṣùgbọ́n nílé rárá.
We say all this to help you.
A máa ń sọ gbogbo ọ̀rọ̀ láti ràn yín lọ́wọ́.
The life.
Wípé ayé.
Require discipline.
Ó ní ṣe pẹ̀lú ìkórè ni níjànú ìbára ẹni wí.
I can come back to my message now. Abi is that other one you want to be hearing? Let's come back home.
David said,
I waited patiently.
Mo dúró jẹ́jẹ́.
It was not my prayer that God answered.
Kì í ṣe àdúrà mi lọ́lọ́run dẹ́hùn.
But my patience with him.
Ṣùgbọ́n mímú sùúrù mi
pẹ̀lú rẹ̀. I waited patiently for the Lord.
Mo mú sùúrù ní dúdúró di Ọlọ́run.
And he inclined unto my voice.
Ó sì gbọ́ ègbé mi.
And he heard my cry.
Ó gbọ́ ègbé mi.
If you read further, he said he brought me out of horrible pits.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ bá kà síwájú, ó mú mi gòkè.
And he put my feet.
Láti inú ìparun jáde wá.
To come out of horrible pain.
Ó sì fi ẹsẹ̀ mi lórí ọ̀pẹ̀tẹ̀ láti jáde láti inú ìparun.
And walk into your miracle.
Kó o sì wọnú ìbùkún rẹ lọ.
Patience is needed.
O nílò láti mú sùúrù.
The way into God's will.
Ọ̀nà sínú ìfẹ́ Ọlọ́run.
Is by what again?
Nípa ṣíṣe kíni.
Is by what again?
Mú sùúrù.
Come to Psalm 130.
Ẹ wá sínú ìwé orin Dáfídì.
Psalm number 130.
Àádọ́jọ.
130.
Àádọ́je.
You see again. What the psalmist is saying here.
Ẹ̀gbọ́n tí Olórin Dáfídì ń sọ.
Psalm number 130.
Ìwé orin Dáfídì àádọ́je.
And then in verse number 5.
Ní ẹsẹ̀ karùn-ún.
Psalm 130 in verse 5.
Ìwé orin Dáfídì orí àádọ́je ẹsẹ̀ karùn-ún.
I wait for the Lord, my soul doth wait, and his word do I hope.
Èmi dúró di Olúwa, ọkàn mi dúró. Àti nínú ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ̀ ní èmi ń ṣe ìrètí.
The psalmist says.
Olórin Dáfídì wípé.
One thing I did.
Ohun kan ṣoṣo tí mo ṣe.
That gave me joy.
Tó mú ayọ̀ bá ọkàn mi.
And testimony.
Àti ẹ̀rí.
Was that I waited on him.
Òun ni pé mo dúró dé.
I'm challenging you.
Mo wá ń pè ọ níjà.
Before you are expecting we come to power this year.
Tóun tó o bá ń retí tóun fẹ́ bá máa ní ìmúṣẹ lọ́dún.
Wait.
Dúró ni o.
Be patient.
Mú sùúrù.
He is too faithful a God to deny you.
Ó jẹ́ Ọlọ́run olóòótọ́ ju pé kó tó jẹ́
Ọlọ́run. Look at verse 6.
Ẹ wọ ẹsẹ̀ kẹfà.
My soul waited for the Lord more than they that what? That watch for the morning. I say more than they that watch for the morning.
Ọkàn mi dúró di Olúwa ju àwọn tí ń ṣọ́nà òwúrọ̀ lọ àní. Ju àwọn tí ń ṣọ́nà òwúrọ̀.
Indirectly.
Lẹ́dẹ̀ ọ̀rọ̀.
The psalmist was saying.
Olórin Dáfídì wípé.
The way I wait.
Bí mo ṣe dúró.
Is the way more than the way the night watchers.
Ó ju ti àwọn tí ń ṣọ́ òwúrọ̀ lọ.
More than the way they wait.
Ó ju dídúró mi ju ìdúró wọn lọ.
In cold.
Ní àkójọpọ̀
ọ̀rọ̀. In dry season.
Nínú òtútù nínú ìgbà.
In fear.
Ẹ̀rùn nínú ẹ̀rù.
Night watchers. They wait.
Asona oru e ma nsona.
But he said that is more than that.
Oni ju ele lo.
I waited on the Lord.
Mo duro de Oluwa.
Then he believed that God eventually said to him.
Leyin oreyin l'Olorun wa so fun.
In Isaiah.
Ninu iwe Isaiah.
You can write down.
E le ko le ni o.
In chapter 8.
Lori kejo iwe Isaiah.
In verse 17.
Ni ese keta.
You can as well write Proverbs 27.
E le ko owe ori keta di logo.
Proverbs 27.
Iwe owe ori keta di logo.
In verse 18.
Ni ese keji di ni ogun.
In Isaiah 25 again.
Ninu iwe Isaiah ori keri ogbon.
And in verse 9.
Ese kesan.
But the common one we usually read.
Sugbon ito wo pota manka.
Isaiah 40 verse 31.
O ni Isaiah ori ogoji.
The Bible says.
Ese koko le logbon bibele.
They that what?
Àwọn tó dúró
jẹ́
Olúwa.
What will happen to them?
Kí ló máa ṣe wọ́n? How to agbára wọn
jẹ́? It means that your strength can only be renewed.
Ó túmọ̀ sí pé a lè tún okun rẹ àbí agbára rẹ ṣe.
If you will wait on him.
Nígbà tó bá máa dúró dé.
But if you cannot wait on him.
Ṣùgbọ́n ò lè dúró dé.
Your strength will fail you.
Okun rẹ kò ní ká o.
It got to a time.
Ó dé pele kan.
David in chapter 73 of Psalm.
Dáfídì lórí ìwé orin Dáfídì ẹ̀ẹ́tàléní àádọ́rin.
He said, when I look at the hidden.
Ó ní nígbà tí mo wà wọn kẹfẹ́rí.
Those who will never pray.
Àwọn tí wọn ò gbàdúrà.
Those who are not calling on God.
Àwọn tí ò pe Ọlọ́run.
He said, I look at them.
Ó ní mo wò wọ́n.
And I saw the way they were prospering.
Mo rí bó ṣe ń ní àlàjà.
David said, my feet almost slip.
Bí Dáfídì ní ẹsẹ̀ mi fẹ́ kọlẹ̀.
I almost gone.
Pé mo fẹ́ ṣubú tán.
Until I went into the sanctuary.
Àyàfìgbà tí mo wọnú ibi mímọ́ lọ.
And God helped me to see their hand.
Ọlọ́run sì jẹ́ rí òpin ayé wọn.
That though they make it early.
Gbogbo bá tẹ̀ jẹ́ pé wọ́n tètè la ó.
But they don't have end.
Ṣùgbọ́n wọn ò lẹ́yìn ayé wọn tó
dá. People you want to copy.
Àwọn tó fẹ́ àwòkọ́ṣe rẹ̀.
They are seeing you as somebody who have a rest of mind.
Mo ti rí ọ gẹ́gẹ́ bí ẹni tó ní ìsinmi ọkàn.
But they don't have.
Ṣùgbọ́n àwọn oníbàlẹ̀ ọkàn láyé.
There are some of them they service what you call money.
Àwọn ọkàn wọn máa ń ṣiṣẹ́ fún owó ni.
What is called money that you are envying?
Ohun tí wọ́n tó ń pè ní owó tí wọ́n ń lára.
They service it every time with blood.
Àwọn máa ń fi ẹ̀jẹ̀ ló máa fi ń
borí rẹ̀. Some of them don't sleep the way you sleep.
Àwọn kan kì í rí oorun sùn bí wọ́n jẹ́ ń sùn fọkàn balẹ̀.
Sami says, Isaiah is saying here.
Isaiah ń wí pé.
They that only those that wait on the Lord.
Àwọn tó bá dúró de Olúwa nìkan.
That their strength is renewed.
Láòtún agbára wọn ṣe.
I read something.
Mo kà kankan.
And I quickly mark it in my notes.
Mo bá sáré fàlà sí nínú ìwé.
In 49. 49 of Isaiah.
Isaiah orí kọkàndínní àádọ́ta.
Let it in verse 21 be together.
Ẹjẹ́ àjọ ka ẹsẹ̀ kọkànlélógún.
Isaiah 49.
Ìpín rẹ̀. Isaiah orí kọkàndínní àádọ́ta.
Yes, Isaiah 49.
Ìwé Isaiah orí kọkàndínní àádọ́ta.
I want us to read together.
Mo fẹ́ ká jọ kà á o.
In verse 21b.
Ẹsẹ̀ kọkànléní ogún ìpín.
Are you there?
Bí rẹ̀.
Then shalt thou say in thy heart, who have begotten me this, seeing I have lost my children, and besieged a captive, and removing to and fro, and who have brought up this. Behold, I was left alone. These were, where had they been?
Nígbà náà ni ìwọ òwì ní ọkàn rẹ pé ta ni ó bí àwọn wọ̀nyí fún mi. Mo ṣáà ti wà ní àìlọ́mọ àti ní àgàn, ìgbèkùn àti ẹni ìṣíkiri.
Sorry, I'm to read verse 23, not 21.
Mo fẹ́ kẹsẹ̀ kẹtàléní ọdún.
And king shall be thy nursing father.
Amen.
And their queen, thy nursing mother.
Amen.
They shall bow down to thee with their face towards the earth and lick up the doors of thy feet. And thou shalt know that I am the Lord, for they, underline that, for they shall not be ashamed that what? That way from.
Àwọn ọba yóò jẹ́ bàbá olùtọ́jú rẹ, àwọn ayaba wọn yóò sì jẹ́ ìyá olùtọ́jú rẹ. Ní ìdójúbolẹ̀ ni wọn ó máa tẹríba fún ọ, wọn ó sì la ekuru ẹsẹ̀ rẹ, ìwọ ó sì mọ̀ pé èmi ni Olúwa. Nítorí ojú ẹ fàlà sí èyí, nítorí ojú kì yóò ti àwọn
tó bá dúró dè mí. Those that wait on the Lord can never be ashamed.
Ó ní àwọn tó bá dúró dè mí, ojú kì yóò ti wọ́n.
Time.
Àkókò.
We tell.
Ni yóò sọ gbẹ̀yìn wọn.
Your waiting may not be appreciated by your wife, by your husband, by your parents, by your children now.
Ṣùgbọ́n dídúró. O le ma po awon aburo re awon baba iya.
But the end justify the means. Somebody said. If Anna had given birth to Samuel before that
time,
definitely that boy would never be the judge and the prophet of Israel. If Elizabeth had given birth to John before then, then John would not be the forerunner of Jesus. To everything that a believer waits for, I tell you, the end is usually great. I see your patience this year giving birth to testimony. Write down in Lamentation 3, verse 25 and 26. Now listen to this before we pray. In Habakkuk chapter 2, in verse 3, you can write it down and just quote it
often.
The prophet here is saying that vision as an appointed time. What God show you, we just finish this time of what? With the revealer of secret.
He might have
revealed things. But the Bible says, the vision is for an appointed time. Pastors, your vision is for an appointed time.
Wait.
It may tarry. The Bible says it will surely come to pass. If only you will wait. In Romans chapter
8.
Romans
8.
And in verse 25. Romans
8.
Let's read that very quickly. Romans
8.
And in verse 25. But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. If what we are waiting for is what we don't see, it will only require patience to wait. How then can we close this? What do I have to say to wrap up this we are discussing? Even the coming of our Lord, only the patient will make it.
Yes.
The Bible says, if you hope for what you see not, then it takes patience. Only by patience you can have it. Rise on your feet with your Bible open. Rise up with your Bible open. Open to Luke chapter
8.
Luke chapter 8. Prayer, the patience, and the promises. Luke 8.
We're
going to read it together, so I want you to open. If you are there, say yes. If you are there, say yes. Now, Luke
8.
And in verse 15. Luke 8, verse
15.
Shall we go? One, two, go. But that on the good ground a day, which an honest and good heart, having had the word, keep it and bring forth with. You've had the word of God. You've been connected to a lot of things. The fruit of this you have had this morning is determined by your patience.
You
not still get home and say, today's message is just a consolation. It's just a consolation. Because for how long will I wait again? It may be the time of your attention. That's why God is saying, wait. That's why God is saying, wait. The devil knows when the time of God for you is set.
It
can come with anything to distract your attention.
lati je ki oju re o yaba.
I shared with you here before.
Mo ti so nbiri.
I don't know why that is coming to me.
Mi de mo di toro yen tun
fi so. Somebody in the house are hearing me.
Boye yan kon be nbi ton gbo mi ni.
Your own patient you need maybe in the area of marriage.
Suru ti ele je lori oro ni loko lilaya.
I seen people.
Mo ti ra awon eyan.
Who messed it up in the area of marriage.
Ton ba ni ajo aje mo je ni ori ta gbe yawo.
The time God was set to answer them.
For
the time they derailed. I share with you here before. One of our pastors many years ago.
He
was led to marry a sister. Those of you about that story will know now. I don't know why that story is coming again. He was led to marry a sister. But that sister, unfortunately, was on crutches. Not for a while. Not just maybe she got a wound.
And that was why
she was actually crippled.
So
she was using crutches. And this was the person the pastor was led to. The pastor knew. But sometimes he will look at it. Ministry. That's part of our problem. Most of our inability to wait is because we are looking at what people say. People are saying this, people are saying that. Somebody brought a child. Here for me to pray for. And I heard the Lord say, something is hidden. And because if you see that child,
God
have mercy. It's like you want to talk about animal, not human being. And she wanted me to pray for the healing of the child.
We
wrap the child, pack the child like anything. I'm telling you a story of over 10 years now. And the Lord said, there's a secret here. Then I told her. Then she asked the person that brought her to excuse.
She said,
because we have waited. And people are talking. Say, so one of our sisters in the church, that's why be careful of the people you call friends. Never will that day happen that I will cancel you outside this.
Never.
That my cancel will be outside this. I will never pity you and cancel you against this
scripture.
Because I have never pity myself and act against this
scripture.
So one sister that took me there. See what you have gotten.
How do you manage this now?
Even when miracle will come, she cannot. And such a child doesn't die early. Because God will allow that shame to remain there. Wait. That's the secret.
Wait,
while you are praying. So this sister on this thing also got to know that she was led to that pastor.
But the
pastor pitied himself
and
went for another person. The sister cried like anything. And after some years, God said to the sister, they both relocated. God bless the sister with children in her marriage. But the pastor was having delay for years. After much prayer, one thing God kept saying, unless sister so and so pray for you.
And
that sister happened to be the one she rejected. And that rejected stone has become the what?
Okuta imoleta ko lodi gule lori ba.
After much thing to call the story short.
Lenny, opolopo nkan.
The pastor got to know the sister was in another state. He traveled there. Why he was going? The address given to him. As he wanted to enter, he met the husband of the I said, sorry, is this also number? He said, yes. The brother was rushing out. And then he went in, asked for the sister. The sister came out in shock.
Daddy,
how did you find your way here? What happened? Daddy did not say anything. He was just crying. He said, my sister. And then he saw the children. And then the pastor went on his knee.
Say,
pastor, please. Just pray for me. Don't forget the sister was using crutches. She forced herself to go on her knee. Even if I will listen to you, right?
Baba, I am too young to accept.
Get up.
Baba,
pastor was crying. Then the husband of the sister came. And he was like, what happened? This is the man I saw outside. Then the wife said, that's the pastor. The wife has actually shared the story with you. Then he said, Daddy, get up now. He said, no, my brother. Tell your wife to pray for me. The sister said, I can't pray for Daddy on his knee. When the husband got tired,
he
said, begin to pray for yourself now.
Daddy,
you need to be praying for her. Oh, yeah, my wife, my dear, be praying for
her.
And he did that. After that, the pastor got up. Then the sister wanted to get up.
But
the crutches was not there.
So
he wanted to get up. And she wanted to fall down. So the pastor rushed in. So the wife, the husband rushed in. And the pastor to try to help. The moment the hand of the pastor
touched,
she stood and started walking. Why? God knew the oil that will remove cripple is on the pastor. And the one that will produce
children
is on the sister. Glory is not by appearance.
It's
by conception. Every child inside, his beauty is not revealed until that child is
dead.
You carry something, but you need patience to activate it. The Bible says they need patience, those who made it and fulfilled the promise, to get to the promised land. Only patience. Believer, some people started this journey many years ago, but they are gone now. I told you a man who was following masquerade, and he stopped me, begged for money. I said,
I said
money for what? For you, I'll be for masquerade. Pastor, if I know you are a man of God now, you will not give masquerade. The next thing he said, I know you won't do it.
Because
he said he was a graduate of theology in 1983. But because of life, so I returned back to the village. There are people who started well, but for lack of patience, they've gone back. The question is this. That's why we must start our prayer. What are you thinking about now? that can make you to forsake Christ.
I keep saying this.
The day you forsake Jesus, thousands of people will accept him that day. He does not lose anything by you.
Never.
A Judas left him.
Judas, if he left.
That did not remove him as Jesus.
You're
leaving him.
Will
only be a shame for you at the end. Why not close your eyes first? Patient on this journey, Lord. Grace to be patient on this journey. Journey with you. In the journey on the way to eternity. Lord, give me grace. That grace is called patient. That grace is called patient. If you will walk with him to the very end, you need patience. Patient, oh God. Patient, oh God. There's somebody hearing me. You have started drinking. You have started drinking. As I pray now, I just saw a bottle in your mouth. You were not like that before. Whatever that has led you to that. Even if you say they asked me to add something to it because of my head. Drop it as God is revealing it now. Drop it as God is revealing it now. We are nearer to heaven. More than when we started. Patient. Patient to run the race to the very end. That's the most important thing. They that possess the kingdom, they waited with patience. He calls them a lord. He calls them a lord. And they waited. Paul the apostle was persecuted. Beaten several times. In prison. But Paul said, finally, I have fought the good fight. I have finished my course. Now there awaits me a crown of glory. Because he waited. Are you not going to ask for grace to wait? Believer in the house.
He
take patience to run the race to the end. My young daughter dear. God knows what you are going through now. But wait to the end. Mommy, ma.
Mama.
Wait to the very end. Daddy, sir.
Baba.
Wait to the very end. Wait to the very end. Pastor, you have started the journey for long. God knew what you are facing now. Wait.
Maduro.
Wait.
Duro.
We are nearer than when we started. We are closer than when we started. Wait.
Duro.
Wait.
Duro je.
Wait.
Duro je.
My sister.
Arabini mi.
God knows you are in need of that child. My sister.
Arabini mi.
God knows you need a man in your life. Wait.
But duro.
Wait.
Duro je.
Wait to the very end.
Duro jopin.
That job is truly needed by you. But patience is necessary. You need that exam truly. You need to pass that exam truly. But patience is needed. You need to win that contract. You have laid foundation, you want to build it. You need money to finish. But patience never to go wrong. It's important. Ours is the day of compromise. Tell yourself, I will never.
So for
I will never compromise.
Oh, nigbajege lai lai.
Nursing mother outside there, pray. Don't allow those children to be your distraction. Pray. Won for it, won for a dia. Mi aforiti laiwo unkohun. Won ma ba won taaye nke gorin. Mi aforiti Jesu won farada. Emi ko bi kitabu ruko mi ko si laye. Emi ko bi kitabu ruko mi ko si laye. Je koruko mi wa ninu iwe ye. Lojo ti mo ba dele. 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 Awon angeli ayo mo mi. Won wa ki mi kaabo. Bawo ni o se du to. Lojo ti mo ba dele. Hold my hand there, Lord. Hold my hands. Keep me going, Daddy. Move me on. I'm traveling a long narrow way. I have a long way to go. Hold my hands, Daddy, and see me through. Patient.
Suru.
Patient.
Suru.
I know if I ask you to pray for something more than that, you will shout.
Patient.
He who will come will come. He will not tarry. That promise is a must. But patience is required. Patient, Lord. Only they that endure to the end will be saved.
Àwọn tó bá forí ti dópin lágbà láwọn.
Patience is required.
Orí ọ̀fẹ́ ló nílò.
Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lórúkọ Jésù la gbàdúrà.
I want to pray for two sets of people first.
Mo fẹ́ gbàdúrà fáwọn sórí èèyàn méjì náà.
All eyes closed and all head bow.
Kí gbogbo ojú wa ń dídí kórí wa ń títẹ̀ bá.
The promise of God over your life.
Lady Olorun lori aye re.
Can only be activated.
O ma di mimuse.
If he knows you.
O ba da omo ni o.
Has your name been written in the book of life?
Tati koruko re sinu iwe yebi.
Maybe you are not even yet a Christian at all.
O yo te wa bi o ti e ti di onigbagbo rara.
You claim to be one before but you've gone astray.
Abo ti so po je kan sugbo ti o ti yapa.
And you want to say this morning Jesus.
O wa fe so pe Jesu loni.
I want to start afresh with
you. O fe bere na na tun pelu yin.
Are you that person online on ground?
Boyo wa ni bi ni abo wa lori ero alata.
Started drinking.
O ti bere sini moti.
And the Lord is saying mercy want to speak for you.
Olorun de pe o ti pe sori aanu to fe sise fun.
As all eyes is closed.
Igbogbo ju se wa ndidi bayi.
Raise up your hand, I want to pray for you.
Oje na wo re soke mo fe gbadura.
Want Jesus in your life. Want Jesus to begin to control your life.
O fe ki Jesus bere sini sakoso aye re.
From this hour.
Lati akoko ilo.
Father, look at these hands up. You know them more than anybody. I just ask Lord that the freshness of your grace and new life release upon them in the name of Jesus. Amen. Grace to walk with you to the very end. Father, please bestow upon them in the name of Jesus. Amen. All the devil is using to deceive them, take away now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All eyes is closed. Before I pray for everybody, you are here. You know you are already losing out of patience. You are already getting tired. You know it yourself. Even as early as 2025 is, a lot of ideas have been coming to your mind. Since it's like God cannot do it, maybe I do this. Or maybe you are even one of those who are already thinking of taking away your life. That this shame is becoming much. I want to ask for grace for you this
morning.
If you are there and you are not ashamed, as all lies is closed,
you
know you are already running out of patience. Situation around you is already making you sick. Place your right hand on your chest. Father, look at your sons and daughter. You know them, and they are not ashamed of this. I ask, oh God, come into their heads now in the name of Jesus. Everything the devil is doing to make them crushed, to make them wasted, Father, stand and intervene in the name of Jesus. Great to wait patiently for him. Receive it in the name of Jesus. And your waiting this year will attract testimonies. Thank you, Father. Lord, I bring all your children before you. You've asked us to wait. And I've read scripture to them that they that waited on you, they were never put to shame. Lord, we have waited. And we are still waiting. You know our individual needs. According to your promise, according to your promises, dish them out in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I pray particularly for that thing that people are telling you it can never happen. Miracle that will make those who have doubted your God to come and serve him through you. Receive it this year in the name of Jesus. I declare that this week, doors will open to the faithful in the name of Jesus. Miracle that will make you to look back at the end of this week, if Jesus tarries, and say, truly this God is faithful. Receive it in the name of Jesus. By the covenant of mercy that is working on this mountain, I pray for you that the promises of God over your life shall be settled this week in the name of Jesus. I particularly pray for people who have been waiting for long concerning their marriage, concerning job, concerning anything. Holy Spirit, parents that are praying for change of husband, wife praying for change of husband, husband praying for change in life of the wife, or children praying for their parent conversion, or parent praying for the conversion of the children, Father, answer all this year in the name of Jesus. I ask Holy Spirit that the government of your peace will be made real in the life of everyone in this ministry, in the name of Jesus. Satan, enough of your deception. Get lost in the name of Jesus. And should there be some who have gone out there to look for things that is in the kingdom, but the devil deceived them, is out there, bring them back to the fold in the name of Jesus. Keep us in your way, oh God. And the patience that we need to run the race to the very end, give unto us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We declare this week open for your glory in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, faithful Father. In Jesus' marvelous name we pray. And amen.
Amen.
A round of applause for Jesus.